identify certain patterns. If everyone believes something to be true, that will be reflected in the price on the market. He saw that Newton's third law applied to the market as well. For every action, there was an equal and opposite reaction. One of the most painful lessons that Dalio learned during this time, but also one of the most useful, was that of failure. The pain he felt was something he never wanted to experience again, but he realized it was necessary. He felt that people needed to stop being afraid of mistakes, because mistakes are necessary for growth. In his early days, there were times when he would make bets that he was certain he couldn't lose. He then lost huge amounts of money on them. This taught Dalio, as painful as it was, that when taking a risk, no matter how certain you thought the outcome was, you should always assume you're missing something. Perhaps most importantly of all, this was when Dalio began to understand what he wanted most out of life. What he wanted most out of life was meaningful relationships and meaningful experiences. Money was secondary to that. He couldn't buy anything with money that could replace those. Once that became clear to him, his actions and decisions in life became that much easier by extension. Chapter 3: My Abyss. I realized that if I was going to move forward, I would have to look at myself objectively and change. Dalio explains how he fell and fell hard in the 1980s. This part of his life illustrates for the reader just how far one can fall, not only so that they can avoid repeating Dalio's mistakes, but so that they can see that when you fail and fail big, it's still possible to pull yourself back up again. In the early 1980s, it seemed as though the United States was heading for another Great Depression, one not seen since the 1930s, and possibly even worse than that. Dalio voiced that prediction with utmost certainty. He did so publicly, talking to the press and even to the government. He was completely wrong. Looking back, he could see where his errors were. He was so certain that he was right, and that he would always be right, that he hadn't truly checked all of the facts available to him. With the expectation of a Great Depression, he played his cards according to that prediction. He lost almost everything and had to start all over again. He'd been right dozens of times, but it only took being wrong once for him to end up back at square one. He realized that this was largely due to his arrogance. From now on, he said, he would no longer think simply, "I'm right." He would think, "Why am I right?" Dalio urges the reader to look into their own past and discover what they want out of life and what they consider to be fundamentally true. Then test it. To simply believe that you are right without being challenged means that you never really know if you're actually right. It helps you feel good for the time being, though eventually you'll fail, and fail much worse than you would have if you had humility and true clarity. Dalio recognized that his arrogance was what led to his failure and vowed never to repeat that mistake. Your principles are what guide you. You have to ask yourself, why those principles? How do they guide you? In what ways? Could someone else's principles be more sound than your own? True change, and true strength, begins when you can embrace your weaknesses. Dalio was overly aggressive and arrogant, and it led to his temporary downfall. By becoming humble, he was able to balance out his natural aggressiveness. It was only once he took a good hard look at his weaknesses and mistakes that he was able to become the success that he is today. Chapter 4: My Road of Trials. He who lives by the crystal ball is determined to eat ground glass. Dalio would remind himself of the quote above constantly as he struggled to make his company, Bridgewater, more than just the average trading company. He didn't want to make the same mistakes that he had before. Dalio explained how he improved his decision-making by looking back on his mistakes and reevaluating how he had made good decisions in the past. He organized his principles, wrote them out, and back-tested them by applying them to past experiences, both his own and historically. In this chapter, Dalio talks about how he tried to humble himself. He sought wisdom from others and didn't judge where that wisdom came from. He says that he actually often preferred to hire younger employees, straight out of college, because of their determination and innovation. On the other hand, he also read up on the experts and consulted with great entrepreneurs and leaders around the world because, with age comes experience. As he gained back his confidence and tempered it with his humility, he realized how he had failed.